there's no doubt that we stretch this mill. There is some talk that there's nowhere else on the planet that tries to put so much cane through a single milling train as we do at Tully, and there's a cost associated with that. Our maintenance costs are high, and our reliability has been brought into question a little bit this year as well. So, yeah, that will be a challenge for us, but you know, we knew it was there, and we've set ourselves up to be crushing the 2.5 million tonnes that were forecast. The extra 300,000 is a bonus, I guess, but it's a good problem to have. We're happy to have it. We're here to crush sugarcane. The more the better, up to a point.
At what cost, though, Barry Dunn, in terms of, well, planting in one respect and also just growing capacity for the next crop?
Well, look, it's a cyclical crop, so there's no doubt that the later it's cut, the less opportunity it has to grow for next year. I think one of the real concerns about cutting cane in December in the wet tropics is the likelihood of heavy rain and indeed flooding that could stunt the growth of ratoon cane getting away. There's always a balance we have to strike between the investment we have in milling capacity and the amount of cane we can crush. And this year we're having a bumper crop. We're seeing yields well above average, and we will continue to invest in milling capacity to do what we can to bring that time back as much as possible.
Is that in terms of the forward program or just what you can do with the factory that you have right before you now?
Well, there's a limit to what we can do with this factory. It's, as I mentioned before, I don't think there's anybody on the planet that's putting as much cane through a single milling train as we do. Yeah, there are limits to how much harder we can push that. But we're doing a number of other things. We've had a significant investment in our bin fleet and upgraded that. We've made investments in our milling train. Have a number of proposals going to our board meeting this week that will be multiple millions of dollars worth of further investment in the mill. All of those will contribute to us being able to have incremental improvements in the capacity and performance of the mill.
So it's fair to say that the board, and perhaps even more importantly, the owner of the Tully Sugar Mill, COFCO, are aware of the pressures that you're facing right now at the pointy end of the season.
Oh, everybody's very well aware of that and of the balance that needs to be struck to be able to find the sweet spot, if you'll pardon the pun, as to where investment and milling capacity and cane growing all comes together. You know, there are a lot of issues in that, and you know, there's been a lot of talk about extraneous matter as well. This year, 12% of everything that we've crushed is not cane. That's chewed up a lot of capacity too.
What do you put that down to? Is there a theory about why that efficiency level does seem to have been going in the wrong direction?
I think it's an industry issue. There's a range of things that have caused that. It goes right back to the type of varieties of cane we grow. It's to do with the economics of harvesting. It's to do with how harvesters are designed. There's a number of things that have contributed to it. And it's going to have to be an industry solution to solve the issue as well. But there aren't too many industries, certainly agricultural ones, that would be satisfied with processing 12 or 15% of products that wasn't what they were looking for. And we're no different.
Do you get a sense, Barry Dunn, that the industry's beyond talking about this problem, that the resolve exists to actually tackle it?
There's no doubt that there's resolve to tackle it. I think that the problem is that the solution is difficult to identify, and it will be a number of long-term and incremental improvements. We're already seeing some varieties coming out that look easier to clean. We're seeing farmers consider how they present the crop to the harvester to be able to give the harvester the best possible opportunity to clean it. We're seeing people that are looking at harvester design still. We've even had the John Deere and the Case manufacturers over from Brazil and the US, and they're starting to have those issues over there too. So I think that perhaps we've got the worst behind us. People are talking about it. I do think that there is resolve and an understanding that we can work together to find a solution. But you know, it's taken us a long time to get to this situation. It will probably take us a little while to get out of it as well.